All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Eric Kendrick Show, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Man, you know, we're in this like post-holiday type of good vibe here, looking forward to the weekend and all that. How'd your holiday go?
It was solid. You know, I feel like this time of year, it's kind of, especially around the holidays, kind of gets kind of weird, you know. Sometimes we're able to celebrate. Sometimes we need to be more locked in. So it's just, it's that season, I guess, you know. So I guess I really haven't had a real type of holiday since I was, before college.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you get reacquainted with that in your post-playing days, but still plenty of football to be played for you, Eric. And, you know, I was just wondering how you mentioned locked in. Once you're mathematically eliminated, how does that change with the approach? It's still, a big game coming up on Sunday. Everybody's got to be ready to go. How's that adjust the vibe when you're mathematically eliminated?
I mean, I feel like, the obvious is already known. So it's just about, representing yourself, representing your team and putting some good film out there. But, everyone's still fighting for a job, essentially. So you better show up.
Eric Kendrick Show here with you on 105 through the Fan. Well, we've had a great season chatting with you, so we did want to thank you for that. But I was wondering how different did things go with this Cowboys organization compared to maybe your expectations coming in?
I feel like the thing that I've learned about, the NFL is you can't really, you got to just stay even, because you get too high on yourself, you get let down. You get too low on yourself, you might be surprised. So it's just kind of like, you got to stay, flatline the whole time and just roll with the punches. Definitely, wasn't really what I kind of expected as far as, the season was going, especially, competing against the Cowboys, for X amount of years. But in the same breath, I'm grateful to, just still be playing.
Hey, Eric, Zim was on the podium the other day talking to the media. And he reflected on things that he should have done differently. And one of them was he was talking about that he should have done things earlier his way. And I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but was it different really from what you've experienced with him before of how he was putting in his defense as opposed to where you guys are right now?
Yeah, I feel like to a certain degree, I feel like, he's coming in as the new guy, kind of essentially me as well.
Sure.
You're not really trying to ruffle too many feathers, but at the same time, you have a job to get done. I can kind of relate in that sense, but at the end of the day, I feel like, he's done a great job, communicating and correcting. I feel like, obviously, it's not what we all wanted. We all mm-hmm. strive for perfection. But at the end of the day, I feel like the work was put in and you can be proud about that. Obviously it's disappointing in a sense. Like you said, there's things you wish you can change. It's always going to be the case. Mm-hmm. However, I appreciate the work that was put in.
As you reflect on this season, you still got another game to play, but since this will be the last time we get to chat with you, is there anything that you would have changed or what are you also most proud of from this 2024 Cowboys campaign?
I feel like, I don't know. It's a good question. I guess I haven't really, I'm still in the kind of the thick of it in my mind. I haven't really had a time to reflect on it. But, I feel like, I don't know.
Did you ever feel like this defense was whole?
I feel like, that's a good question, too, because, you're always going to have, injuries and things like along the way. You have to deal with the adversity, but I really feel like we started kind of humming and knowing more about our disguise and being more comfortable mm-hmm. communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be natural when you have a new type of situation. So, I really feel like we started really clicking and humming, getting after it, a little bit into the season, but at the same time, they felt good when we were doing that.
Generally, how do you approach the off season once the season ends? Do you get away from all things football? Do you take time away from even lifting weights? I know you're a monster in the weight room, but do you even just rest the body and relax?
Yeah, I feel like I never really relax. Essentially, you know, I'm still gonna do Pilates probably 3 times a week and yoga probably every so often per week, like twice a week. And that's just like, that's right away. I figured out early that, you know, as long as I move my body, you know, even if I'm not, if I'm taking the volume down, I'm not really, you know, pounding it. I'm not really in the weight room. But as long as I'm moving, when I get back to the weight room, when I get back to doing my functional movement stuff, when I get back to actual football, it makes it a lot easier to transition when I just keep moving my body, you know, nonstop. So I'm not going to really stop, so to speak. You know, I'll take, you know, rests here and there, but I like to keep going.
Now, do you like to go to a yoga studio and do the hot yoga? Or are you doing it on you? How do you get down with yoga?
I usually do the hot yoga like twice a week, and then I do the Pilates in between those. So I just try to keep, you know, like I said, you know, as long as I'm moving, you know, probably five times a week, you know, treating my body right. I feel like it just benefits me so much, you know, more when I start, you know, put cleats on or when I get back in the weight room. I'm just so much, you know, in better shape. My body's way healthier, you know, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people just want to shut it down for X amount of weeks. And, you know, it's all about, I'm all about rest and recovery, but it's like, you can't, as a high performance athlete, you can't completely shut it down in my eyes.
Now I'm a yoga guy myself, usually just at the house though. But what's different about the Pilates?
The Pilates is like it's almost like rehab. So it's like, you know, we know how to like hit people and move linemen and bench press and squat, but you know, the correct movements are often overlooked, and Pilates really gets at the fundamental. So you can kind of fix things from a super basic fundamental standpoint, and then you just work your way up. So when you get back into the weight room, when you get back on the field, you're moving more functionally, more correct, versus doing the incorrect movements and the compensating movements. That's a good way to explain it, I guess.
It's the Eric Hendricks Show here with you on 105 through the Fan. Okay, so, you know, it's a big conversation coming up here in DFW sports radio land is going to be about the head coach. What do you think about the job Mike McCarthy did? They talk about the culture, the accountability, players like playing for him. What do you notice that would be memorable?
No, I feel like he does a lot of things to help the players, you know, in between the weeks and everything like that. You know, I feel like obviously it's hard to, you know, with the record, it's kind of, you know, everyone's jobs are up. So it's just like, you know, that's the obvious. However, you know, I feel like, you know, players have a lot of confidence in him for a reason. And, you know, I feel like he does a good job connecting with players. And, you know, every time I played against him, I played against him a lot. You know, it's been challenging.
Which coach that you've played for had the best pregame speeches?
The best pregame speeches of any coach that I've had. My linebacker coach in college, Jeff Ulbrich, he was a psycho. I feel like the best ones are just kind of like the non-serious psycho ones a little bit. You know, I feel like for the most part, everyone's going to say similar stuff. You know what I mean? I like to just laugh and like kind of, you know, I don't know.
It's, just appreciate the nut job in the middle.
Exactly. You know, it's just the outrageous things. But at the same time, you know, I never really feel like, you know, when a pregame, you never really know when a pregame speech is going to hit you. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm all about the speeches that hit at the right time. And, you know, we've had a lot of those this year.
Do you like being the pregame speech guy or no. Speech? You try and just stay away from that?
No, I don't like being that guy. You know, to some degree, maybe I should be more type on that lines, but I like to, you know, I'm always communicating with everybody in the huddle, always, you know what I mean? And people are going to hear me every day, no matter what. That's just a guaranteed. So all the rah-rah pregame, I try to keep to a minimum because I feel like I want people to listen to me when I do have something to say, if it's real serious. But at the same time, I guess, you know, I don't know. we'll see.
So you're not a karaoke guy then, because you're probably, you don't want to stand up there and sing, so you probably don't want to give a speech either, right?
Karaoke's a little different, you know. Okay. You get a couple sodas flowing, and you know, you get a good group of friends, some oldies, some hits. You know, you got to grab the mic. You know, you can't be scared of the mic in karaoke.
There you go.
What's your go-to beverage there for some liquid courage?
I'm more of like a rum or like a, you know, a whiskey kind of guy. If I do drink, but you know, not a big drinker, and that's for sure.
Well, who would be in the hypothetical that you are doing some booze and maybe you're in a bit of a bar fight? Who's the Cowboy teammate from this year that you'd most want to have your back in that moment?
In a bar fight?
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, every time I'm presented with these questions, as long as LJ's on the team with me, it's like, it's hard to just not say Linval. I feel like he's such a presence.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find a sleeper. I'll take Linval or Osa. I feel like the reason why I say Osa is because he was a championship wrestler in high school.
Bingo.
And a lot of people don't, you know, those are the guys you do not mess with at the bar.
Yeah.
You see a guy, if I'm at a bar and I see a guy with the cauliflower ear, you know, I swear on everything, I'll literally go up to him and be like, hey, if things go down, I'm on your team. And then I'll look at him and I'll be like, you got my back? And they usually just start, you know, they start laughing because they realize that I know that they're a fighter.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's wonderful, man. Well, who's the funniest teammate on the Cowboys this year?
Ooh, who's the funniest? A lot of funny guys. T. Wheat, he's my locker mate. He's hilarious. Who else? Brandon Cooks is funny to me.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
What about your favorite teammate to roast?
Favorite teammate to roast is Nick Vigil. he's once again locker mate. We just throw we just go at it all day. It's got to be with someone who can, you know, you got to give a little to get a little, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Guy you'd most trust to babysit your kids?
Guy I most trust to babysit my kids. We got a lot of great fathers on the team. I don't know. I mean, we got some really, really, you know, in the linebacker room, Nick Vigil, Buddy, Demo, we got some good fathers. But who would I trust the most?
If your kids can't have ice cream, this player is likely to get the kids ice cream.
Sounds like who's the one you'd least like to watch.
No, because that's got a lot of one. No, yeah, exactly. No, who's the least person I would like to have my kids? Yeah, that's a better question. It's got to be a rookie. Like, it's got to be like a
young buck, wild dog.
Who would just be?
You get to know Sam Williams at all?
Sam, no, yeah. Because I've seen Sam with his kids. He's right good. He's good with that. So people who have kids, I'm not, you know, not worried about them necessarily. It's the people who don't, who just have no idea.
No understanding of the responsibility.
Like Brev or something like that, a rookie. Marist, you know. Marist, I feel like Marist would be okay. I don't know.
Seems like he's going to be a real good player. What do you think?
He's a real good player. You know, very instinctual. Can't wait to have him even lean a little bit further into his instincts. We're seeing splashes of it. Very smart player. He cares. Obviously, that's important. And he's a force out there.
Well, you've been a force all year for us, Eric. I know the Jones boys have been talking, and maybe they're going to have a tightened up belt here this off season. But if there's any way to have you around, we would absolutely love it as fans and as radio guys here. You've been an absolute blast to work with.
No, I appreciate that, guys. Let's see. Cheers. We'll see. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Man. The Eric Kendrick Show, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And we shall see. He's been an absolute blessing. I couldn't imagine this linebacker room without him this year.
No, he's been great.
Okay, top 10 coming up next, then we'll check. The best buffets out there is next year on The Fan.